A voice cries in the wilderness.
Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
We gather here to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord.
We come to remember when God visited the earth in the form of a child.
And we meet to worship the Lord and to celebrate the new life he offers us.
We pray that we will experience God's presence in a fresh way. This is the true meaning of Christ's birth. The angel said he would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
God is always with us, but when we welcome God's Spirit into our hearts and minds, we experience the comfort and the power of God's presence.
Before Christ came into the world, God's people awaited his arrival for centuries, so now we wait that God will move among us as we listen to the story of the Christmas miracle.
The psalmist said, "The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him. To the one who seeks God, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord."
Come, let us be still before the Lord and wait patiently for God. can't advance it.
While the world waited, the Spirit of God was stirring. Angels began to appear and brought messages to earth as they prepared for Christ's birth.
And the angel said to Mary,
"Then an angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah.
Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, 'Fear not.
Fear not, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard.
Fear not, Joseph, to take Mary as your wife.
Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God.
Zechariah, your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John.
And behold, Mary, you will conceive in your womb, and you shall bring forth a son.
And she shall bring forth a son.
And you shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
And you shall call his name Jesus."
Some kind of instruction manual that came that recommended drainage. Is that the deal? No, I'm not.
The angels said, "Fear not, the Lord is with you." This is the essence of the Christmas story, that God became flesh and lived among us.
It is a great story of love. For God so loved the world that God gave the only begotten Son, that whoever believes should not perish.
Should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Fear not, for the Lord is with you. Listen as Luke records Christ's birth when the Lord of heaven and earth becomes flesh and lived among us.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Fear not, for the Lord is with you.
As the child was born, the angels continued to bring their message of comfort to the earth.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, "Fear not.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy."
Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. They had seen a star in the east and had come to worship him.
Like the Magi, we seek the Lord and remember the words of the psalmist.
O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land. When the Magi saw the child, they bowed down and worshipped him. And then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
We can join the Magi in their giving as we draw near to God and open the treasures of our hearts.
Instead of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, we bring our gifts of love, adoration, and praise, as we bow to worship the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace. When we are in the presence of the Lord, we feel God's holy peace and all is well.
Because of Christ's birth, all is well between God and us. For through this great gift from heaven, we are reconciled with God and can experience holy peace in our souls and new life in Christ.
To celebrate this new life, we come to sing Noel. Some scholars believe that the word Noel began as a shortened form of the phrase, "Now all is well."
In Old England, perhaps people use this as the Christmas greeting, "Christ is born," to which would come the response, "Noel." Let's do this together. Christ is born.
Noel.
Christ is born.
Noel.
Christ is born.
Noel.